Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 75 infrastructure projects worth 2,236 crore rupees constructed by Border Roads Organisation. Railways order high-level inquiry into the train accident at Kavarapettai in Chennai. Restoration work in full swing. New Haryana government to be sworn in on 17th October. Vijayadashmi and Durga Puja being celebrated across the country today. The United States announces sanctions on Iran's energy sector following Tehran's missile attacks against Israel. And India to lock horns with Bangladesh in third and final T20 international in Hyderabad this evening. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said after the NDA government came to power in 2014, the northeastern border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development.
2014 में एनडीए सरकार आने के बाद हम लोगों ने इस बात पर पूरा ध्यान दिया कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन और इसी तरह दूसरे बॉर्डर एरियाज में हमारे लिए ये सब एरियाज उतने ही इम्पोर्टेंट हैं जितने कि देश के बाकी हिस्से बल्कि मैं कहूं कुछ दृष्टियों से जैसे रक्षा आदि की दृष्टि से यह क्षेत्र बाकी हिस्सों से कहीं ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है पिछले इन इलाकों का विकास सोशियो इकोनॉमिक और साथ ही साथ स्ट्रेटेजिक सभी दृष्टियों से बेहद महत्वपूर्ण है.
The Defence Minister inaugurated 22 roads, 51 bridges and two other miscellaneous projects today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today performed Shastra Puja at Sukhna Cantonment, Darjeeling on the occasion of Vijayadashami and celebrated the festival with army jawans. He participated in traditional weapon worship or Shastra Puja in the Indian Army's 33 Corps headquarters. The Defence Minister said this is a very old tradition of weapon worship on the occasion of Vijayadashami. The registration process for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme 2024 will begin from 5 p.m. today. Announced earlier in this year's budget, this initiative offers 12-month internships to help young people gain hands-on experience in real-life business environments. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister's internship scheme aims at providing real-world job experience to 1 crore youth of the country in the age group of 21 to 24 years over the next 5 years in India's top 500 companies. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. An intern will receive monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. As per sources, opportunities are available across 737 districts spread over 36 states and union territories. The opportunities are spread across 24 sectors including oil, gas and energy, travel and hospitality, automotive and banking and financial services. Candidates can apply for an internship through the portal from today till 25th of this month. With Anupam Mishra, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
A high-level inquiry has been ordered into the train accident that took place at Kavarapettai near Gumdipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway last night. The Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Ponyeri when the train rammed into a stationary goods train. Though there were no casualties, 16 passengers injured in the accident are under treatment in various hospitals. The general manager, Southern Railway, said the reason for the accident will be ascertained after the high-level committee submits the outcome of the inquiry. He said restoration work is being carried on in full swing, though it might take more than 10 hours. The Railway Safety Commissioner also inspected the spot and is reviewing the situation. All trains passing through Andhra Pradesh have been diverted. The new government in Haryana will be sworn in on Thursday at Panchkula. While confirming this, former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar told media persons that they have received the nod of the Prime Minister that the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers will take oath on October the 17th in Panchkula.
मोटे रूप से फाइनल के 17 तारीख को प्रधानमंत्री जी का नोड हमको मिल गया है तो 17 तारीख को पंचकुला में मुख्यमंत्री जी और अन्य जो मंत्रिमंडल के साथी हैं उन सब का शपथ ग्रहण समारोह होगा।
The BJP achieved victory for the third consecutive time in the Haryana Assembly election. BJP won 48 seats while the Congress secured 37 seats in the 90-member Assembly. The Indian National Lok Dal, which contested the election in alliance with the BSP, won 2 seats and 5 seats went to independents. The centre has released the first instalment of the 15th Finance Commission grants for the ongoing financial year to the rural local bodies in Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan. The Panchayati Raj Ministry said Andhra Pradesh has received united grants close to 396 crore rupees and tied grants around 593 crore rupees. It also noted that the funds are for duly elected 9 eligible district panchayats, 615 eligible block panchayats and 12,853 eligible gram panchayats in Andhra Pradesh. The government has said there is no change in the rules governing the sale and distribution of emergency contraceptive pill brands and they will continue to be available without a prescription. Sources in Central Drugs Standard Control Organization said certain media reports have misinterpreted proposal for change in rules regarding prescription requirement for hormonal contraceptives governed by Schedule H and K of drug rules. It clarified that there is no change in the status quo regarding the over-the-counter sales and distribution of emergency contraceptive pill brands like iPill or Unwanted 72. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from tomorrow till the 19th of October. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. The historic visit comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during India's presidency. During her week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. A report.
On the first leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Algeria from tomorrow till 15th of October. During the visit, President will hold bilateral meetings with her counterpart, Abdel Majid Tebboune. The President will also address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th of October. The visit is taking place at a crucial time when Mauritania is holding the presidency of the African Union. On the last leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th October. The three-nation visit by President Draupadi Murmu aims to further strengthen and expand India's relation with countries in Africa. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The festival of Vijayadashami or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijayadashami. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that with the blessings of Ma Durga and Lord Sri Ram, people will achieve victory in every sphere of life. In West Bengal, Vijayadashami is being celebrated with religious fervour today. We have more from our Kolkata correspondent.
Durga Puja festival draws to a close today with the immersion of idols in the rivers or other water bodies after Sindur Khela and Dhunuchi Nach. Other rituals of the day are being performed before the immersion of the idols. After the immersion of idols, people exchange sweets and greetings on the occasion of Vijayadashami. On 15th October, a Durga Puja carnival will be held in Kolkata in the presence of an international audience showcasing the idols from some of the best puja pandals. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
In Karnataka, the 10-day-long Mysuru Dasara will conclude with a grand jumbo safari procession this evening. The tradition of celebrating Dasara dates back to the Vijayanagara Empire during the 14th and 15th centuries and later followed by the Wadiyar royalty in Mysuru. The state government has continued the tradition. RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has lamented atrocities against women, saying the shameful and disgraceful incident at RG Kaur Hospital in Kolkata is a result of the nexus between crime and politics. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the main function of Vijayadashmi in Nagpur this morning to mark the 99th Foundation Day of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh.
घटनाएं होती है उसका नियंत्रण वगैरह करना घटना होने ही नहीं देना इसलिए चौकन्ना रहना चाहिए सुरक्षा देनी चाहिए परंतु होने के बाद भी वहां जिस प्रकार से टालमटाल का प्रयास हुआ अपराधियों को संरक्षण देने का प्रयास हुआ जो अपसंस्कृति पहली है उसके साथ अपराध और राजनीति का जो गठबंधन हो गया है उसके ये परिणाम है.
He also underlined the need for inculcation of cultural values from educational institutions. He said the vulgarity spreading on some OTT platforms is responsible for the degradation of cultural values and it needs to be controlled by law under the legal setup.
अब कोई बात छिपी रहती नहीं मीडिया सर्वत्र पहुंचता है बड़ों के साथ बच्चों के हाथ में भी मोबाइल है मोबाइल पर वो क्या देख रहे हैं उनको क्या दिखाया जा रहा है इस पर कोई नियंत्रण नहीं है घर में क्या देखना नहीं देखना इस प्रकार का विवेक नहीं मिल रहा है ऐसी स्थिति में घर परिवारों में ये नियंत्रण स्थापित करना और अपनी विधि व्यवस्था में भी इसके व्यवस्था के लिए कोई इसके नियंत्रण के लिए कानून बनना इसकी आवश्यकता है.
While commenting on the recent situation in neighbouring Bangladesh, Dr. Bhagwat said the radical ideology in Bangladesh created insecurity not only for the Hindus but also for the minorities living there. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in the light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the U.S. is taking measures to disrupt the flow of revenue that Iran uses to fund its nuclear program. The U.S. Treasury and State Department announced the sanctions yesterday as Israeli government considers military response against Iran amid risk of spiraling escalation. Tehran fired a barrage of missiles at Israel on October the 1st in retaliation for the killing of Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and the assassinations of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in Beirut. The death toll from Africa's ongoing monkeypox outbreak has risen to 979, a total of 38,300 cases, including 7,339 confirmed ones, have been reported since the beginning of 2024. During an online media briefing, Africa Centres for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC Director General Jean Kasia said the continent reported 3,186 new cases in the past week alone with 53 deaths. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With a 2-0 lead in the three-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The men in blue defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 International in Delhi. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand will take on Sri Lanka in a Group A fixture in Sharjah today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In a Group B match, Bangladesh will take on South Africa this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Currently, South Africa stands second in the group with 2 wins and a win against Bangladesh will take the Proteas closer to qualification. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 75 infrastructure projects worth 2,236 crore rupees constructed by Border Roads Organisation. Railways order high-level inquiry into the train accident at Kavarapette in Chennai. Restoration work in full swing. New Haryana government to be sworn in on 17th October. Vijayadashmi and Durga Puja being celebrated across the country today. The United States announces sanctions on Iran's energy sector following Tehran's missile attacks against Israel. And India to lock horns with Bangladesh in third and final T20 International in Hyderabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.